6 music.
Today from 4, Steve Lamacq. At 1, Pete Mitchell. Right now, Ian Lee. In for George Lamb.
That's what I'm talking about. A little bit of word up. Instrumental. Hello, this is Ian Lee filling in for...
It's George Lamb, isn't it?
It's George Lamb who normally does this slot. Who knows where he is this week? Bunking off somewhere, getting ready for Big Brother. That starts next week. Dear.
Yay!
Hey, yeah. Oh, no, hang on, I mean yay, because I'll be on Big Brother's Little Brother as well once a week. Yay, I love it! I can't wait to watch those. They ask me to do it. They ask me to do it every single year, and every single year I go, I'm not quite that desperate just yet. Come back to me next year. We'll see how bad things have got. So George Lamb is off all week. I'll just give you a moment to reprogram your DAB radios. Okay, so the hardcore have stuck behind. These are the people we want. The ones that went, we're not interested. The ones who thought, well, actually, I'll catch the last 20 minutes of Jeremy Kyle. We're not interested in you at all. So I have a studio full of people who I don't know. which is slightly awkward and uncomfortable for all of us, I'm guessing. Ben, I know you. Ben, we met last week.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. Now, we have Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, a little bit shy, reticent. Now, is it Kate or is it Alice? It's Kate.
Yeah.
Why do I think you're called Alice? Can I call you Alice for the rest of the show?
You can.
Okay, Alice. Because it's some names stick in my head and some names don't stick in my head.
Sorry.
Where have all your microphones gone? You people had microphones last week and now... Look at the state of that. Dear listener, if you're expecting the smooth professionalism that you've come to know in this slot via the magic of George Lamb... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right, so I'm filling in. At 11 o'clock, just after 11, we have... I don't know why I'm laughing. That's actually quite cruel of me to laugh. We got Keith Cheggers Chegwin on the phone, which it don't get no... He's plugging something. We'll let him mention his plug 3 times and then he's off. But we'll try... He's talking about swapping things and stuff like that. So we will be playing swapping and returning gift top trumps. If there are things that you want to swap that you got for Christmas, let us know. We ain't going to swap them. We're probably not allowed to since that business last year. No, it was this year. Whatever it was. But you can let us know. And also, we'll be playing returning things top trumps. I have 3 things I have to return this year after Christmas. I have to return some aftershave because it makes me smell like wood. I've got to return some Ugg boots because the woman who sold them to me on the website ripped me off. And I have to return some pyjama bottoms that my girlfriend got extra large. And they're a fat man's. They're a fat man's pyjama. I'm not quite the skinny man I used to be, but I ain't no fat man. So, if you'd like to play Returning Gift Top Trump, if you have more things to return than 3, and they're more imaginative than those ones I've just given, you can text in 64046. You can email me at my very own email address they've given me for the week I'm filling in, which is george.6music@bbc.co.uk. But this is... Now, here's the twist, dear listener. This is what we'd really like you to do, to call in. We asked for phone calls last Wednesday. The phone system was completely muffed up. We think it's working now. We were testing it during the Shaunie Diamond show. Or you may know him as Sean Keaveney. What's he having a go at my T-shirt for? This is a white T-shirt from The Gap. He was wearing a jumper that his nan had knitted, surely. Putting on the pounds as well. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. 08700 100 600 is the telephone number. 08700 100 600 64046 is the text. george.6music@bbc.co.uk. But the phone number, come on, don't be brave. It's that miserable time. Christmas has happened. New Year seems miles away. It's the most miserable time of the year. So, you know, don't make me feel more lonely by not calling it. 08700 100 600. And hopefully, we could be talking to you after this. That'll get them calling in. Go and check the phones. They'll be ringing now, promise. Okay, the phones must be broken. I'm guessing the phones are broken. Are they, Jeff? They must be broken.
They do work.
Well, how come no person... It's 10 o'clock in the morning, Ian, remember that. No person has called in on 08700 100 600. Can we get a test call? Let's get a test call up. If you're just sitting at home and you're thinking, well, he's sounding desperate, then 08700 100 600, dial up, You then press a button. There's a menu or something. It's one of those menu systems.
Option two
is the option for you. And you'll speak to Ben, who's our work experience lad. He's a little bit abrasive, but don't let that put you off. He's got a good heart. And we'll get Ben, just put a call through to make sure the system's working. We'll wait. No, don't you ring in, Ben. That doesn't count if you ring in, for goodness sakes. It's got to be a real person, or as the management would call you, dear listener, a punter. Yeah, I know. Isn't that cold? Anyway, so I've been told to welcome all of the new listeners who got DAB radios for Christmas. If you did get a DAB radio for Christmas, is this the first time you've ever listened to us on the radio? Would you instantly go for Six Music? I don't see why not, but surely you'd try some of the more outrageous radio stations. Gaydar, for example. It was when I got my DAB, that was the first station I went to. Don't ask me why. We've got a phone call! Okay, listen, we're going to play a Pet Shop Boys tune, and then we're going to speak to someone. It could be a lunatic, for all we know. It's 12 minutes past 10 on the Monday after Christmas. It's going to be someone who's a little bit bonkers, isn't it? If you've just tuned in via the magic of your new DAB radio, 08700 100 600. Call in and let us know if you like it or not. And also, we're playing Returning Your Gifts Top Trumps. Has anyone got more than three presents they need to take back because they're the wrong size, because it makes you smell of wood, or for whatever reason? 08700 100 600. You can still text in, dear listener. Don't be afraid of that. 64046. Or you can email george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Fingers crossed, when we get back, we'll speak to someone. Although it's not looking promising, I'll be honest. And then they just sort of witter away at the end. Oh, they're coming back. The beat's back. Sorry, I'll go. Bye. There we go, and then that's the end of that. That's what we needed. We needed some kind of perky music to wake up the world. So, dear listener, we've been asking you to call in for various bits and pieces. No one did. So then I asked you to call in to see if the phones are working. And then someone did. It's only Chris in Glasgow.
How you doing?
Yeah, man, how's it going?
Yeah, very well. I'm very good.
So, Chris, you've called in to let me know that A, that we're broadcasting, and B, that the phones are working.
Exactly.
Can you confirm both of those things?
I got through second time.
You got through the second time. Okay. Now, we just need to check.
I think the first thing, your assistant was on the phone.
You think what? Sorry, what?
Remember, your assistant did the test call himself. I think he was on the phone.
Is there any chance, Chris, you could put your mouth, I don't know, near the phone?
This near?
That's better. Now we can hear the words with the words that you're saying.
Okay.
Can we just check? Because some people will be listening to this at home and going, well, I smell a big Scottish rat. You're not related to me, are you?
Did you call me a Scottish rat?
No, I'm saying they could smell one. This is getting nasty. Come on, let's not fall out. Well, I'm just a guest here. Let's be friendly. You're not related to me, are you?
No, not at
You're not related to Ben, the work experience boy, are you?
Not in the slightest.
You're not related to Jeff, the producer?
Nope.
With a small p. And you're not related to Alice?
I don't know Alice at all.
That's not actually her name. That's why you don't. Probably why you don't. No. Now, while you're on the line, we ain't going to let you go because otherwise I haven't got a show. Tell me this, Chris. Have you got any presents that you bought or you received that you need to return?
Let me think.
Have a little thing. You ever think about that, and we'll just play some.
We've got a duplicate book.
A duplicate book.
Yeah. A Douglas Copeland book.
Okay.
We got two of.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we can lose one of them.
Okay, yeah.
Some fetching aftershave.
Okay, so that's two things, yeah.
Is that can probably go.
Okay.
And a box of sugar almonds.
So that's only three things you have to return?
At the moment, yeah. Did quite well.
Okay, what do you mean at the moment? You've got more things coming?
Well, I'll think about it.
I'm just going to fade you down, Chris, because you're, I suspect, bonkers. There we go. Thank you very much for that, Chris. It's the first call of the day. 08700 100 600 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We've got an email on george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And Pedro asks a very pertinent question. Ian, I can't find a newsagent that sells the Tractors and the World of Farming magazine. Have you seen this on the telly? This looks good, this. £1.99 first issue, £7.99 thereafter. And also, what I did get for Christmas is a digital photo frame, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is the modern equivalent of three model ducks in flight stuck to your sitting room wall. I disagree. I think the digital... I'm only saying I think the digital photo frame is a good present because I bought one for my mum. Is that... Have I done a naff, slightly rubbish thing there by getting her that? Oh, for goodness sakes. Right, 08700 100 600 64046 is the text. george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Here's a band called The Shortwave Set. I don't know them, but I bet this is blooming good. ears, a familiar sound, I'd imagine, to the listeners of the George Lamb Show. He normally... Yeah, there we go, sorry.
The 1020 yes. Soul Express to Discoland!
Well done. Is he does it again. Yes.
The 1020 okay. Soul Express to Discoland!
Well, disco and soul, of course, as you all know, is the devil's music. I can't stand it. There's no place for it in my world. So, instead, we've instigated the rock bus replacement rail service type thing. It means I get to play a song by Kiss. It's Detroit Rock City, so enjoy. Oh, it's dirty, isn't it? You have just been educated in the ways of rock. Now, a little bit late, my apologies for that. Here's the Six Music News.
On digital radio and online, BBC Six Music. Tories call for tougher penalties for knife crime. Israel keeps up air attacks on Gaza and Britain's bitten by the boxing bug.
And in Six Music News, X Factor takes top two single spots of the year. Xavi fallout continues and keen campaign for peace.
Six Music.
BBC News at 10:30. I'm Claire Bonacres.
Yes. Oh, they're still going on. There we go. Lovely. We've had people emailing complaining that we snuck a disco track. That's not disco, is it? That's just 80s, like, pop, isn't it? You can speak, Jeff. You don't need to shrug your shoulders.
I'm disgusted at
it. I'm disgusted by... Someone I'm not disgusted by, though, by is Chloe in Liverpool.
Hello.
Big up yourself, Chloe.
Hello. There it's me.
Ah! Yeah, I'm never quite sure. What does big up yourself mean? Is it just like me and go, hello, my name is Ian? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think it might be something I don't know enough about. It probably involves arm gestures that you can't tell on radio.
Yeah, well, if anyone knows actually what big up means, I've been saying it a lot. Oh, wait. I've been told off as well for saying the phone number too quickly. Look at Ben, the phone boy. Look, he looks so narked off, doesn't he? Ben, who is answering the phones, or not, as the case may be, is sat in another room looking... It's wild, he's written in Biro, and that's taken him a long time. So the phone number is that Chloe dialed is 08700 100 600. Just phone up and speak to Ben, make him feel special. Go on, dial it now. Anyway, Chloe.
Hello.
You're right. You sound a bit miserable. Is everything all right in your world?
No, everything's actually brilliant. I'm just about to go away on holiday. I've got to call a cab, get to the station, get a train to Manchester, get a plane to Lanzarote.
You're going to Lanzarote. I like the way you're describing how you go on holiday. I do know how to do it. I've been on one myself recently.
So I'm glad for you.
it was all right. I went to Athens, though, and it was in the middle of all the rioting.
Oh, God.
Can you believe that? I'm rioting city. And I'm going away next year. To Mumbai. Fantastic. Oh, fantastic. I know how to book my holidays. So you're off to Lanzarote, Chloe. Why?
It's a bit of winter sun. My friend Karen, who's in the other room listening, she wanted some winter sun, and I thought, yes, she's right. Let's see if we can do it.
So it's just two girls going?
That's right, yes.
Are you partners? It's 2008. You could be.
We could be. No, we're just really good friends.
So you're... Yo, we're just good friends. They're just good friends, everybody. So are you going on a manhunt?
Probably just on a food and booze hunt, probably, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, but if...
Food and flirt.
A food flirt and a little bit of who knows what if the right gentleman comes up. Can I ask, Chloe, have you got... We're playing Returning Gifts Top Trumps. Is there anything that you bought or were given this year for Christmas that you need to return?
Well, probably not. I got given a QI book, which also the two copies arrived in the house, sort of.
I
just shared them out. And...
Can I just say, I've never seen an episode of QI.
Right.
Am I missing anything there, really?
It can be quite funny.
Nodding as though I am missing. I'm missing something, am I?
Yeah, if you're like Stephen Fry, you are definitely missing something.
Exactly. I tell you something else I've never seen, and I can't watch it because I think the two people in it look to me like the smuggest people I've ever seen in my life. And I can't, so therefore I've deliberately not watched it. The old Gavin and Stacey.
Oh.
Jeff, speak to me. Don't just nod at me in the blooming studio. Speak to me, for God's sakes. Jeff.
I don't like to call my presenter wrong all the time, but on this, you are wrong.
Why? Well, I just don't like those two blokes in it, though. The new Morecambe and Wise, whatever it is they're being billed as these days.
Well, that's the thing. I don't really... You're talking about Gavin Stacey, because I don't watch that show.
Yeah.
I I bet someone who looks quite like the male lead, that would probably be Gavin, wouldn't it?
I've only ever seen one episode of Friends as well. I could go on for days on what I've missed in my life.
Do you have a TV?
I have a TV, but I've watched one episode of Friends. I thought this is... The reason I don't like Friends, and I will play a record in a second, dear listener, don't worry, is because in the opening titles, there's the bit where they're messing around the fountain, and David Schwimmer pops up from the fountain, looks to the left, looks to the right, then goes back down. And that single shot has put me off Friends for my entire life, so I'm having none of it.
It's very annoying, and it's probably the worst thing about it.
Yeah. Well, Chloe, listen, we've not really got anywhere, but it's been a pleasure talking to you about nothing.
Indeed, you too.
Have a lovely time in Lanzarote.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye, there we go. What a delightful lady. If you want to give us a call and just, have a chat about nothing. 087... I'm Gavin and Stacey, I just can't... It's got Rob Brydon in, who I like, but the other two, no, it doesn't work for me. 08700 100 600 64046 george.6music@bbc.co.uk. Cheggers is coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. So if you've got anything you want me to ask him, now's a very, very good time to get in touch. But before that, here's another record. I think I'm winning them round. They're almost on my side.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Sitting in the sun.
That was Morgan, right? And that is the best album ever released. Forget your Sgt. Pepper's, which, as we know, is... We'll do overrated albums later in the week. Sgt. Pepper, what a load of tosh that is. Anyway, that's Morgan. It is, isn't it? Come on now. It's not... Revolver's the best Beatles album, surely? Isn't it?
Oh, I'll go with that.
Okay. That's Morgan, and that's from about 10 years ago, and is a fantastic record. If you can find it anywhere, just go and buy it, because every song on there is a treat. Now, I was saying that I'd never seen Gavin and Stacey. I've seen clips of it, and I've just not got... Ben's in the studio. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ian.
Ooh, someone's lost the will to live, haven't they?
It's coming back into the warmth now.
Look out, London Underground. I think there may be a jumper. Now, so, I've never seen it. It doesn't appeal to me at all because of the two people that are in it. The big fella and the fella with the eyes.
James Corden.
And...
Matt Hall.
There we go. Thank you. That's you. Oh, look, Jeff's all getting a little bit funny about it. He's getting a little bit funny because it's actually... That's my show, that is, so don't... You be slagging that off. Now, someone has called in to defend it. It's Christopher from West Wickham. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Ian.
Yes, word up.
Word up.
You word up indeed. Do you know what big up yourself means?
No idea.
We've never found out what that...
I'm not a big up person.
No, I'm not a big up person myself. But you're a fan of the Gavin and indeed the Stacey.
I got converted this Christmas, Ian. I saw the Christmas special.
Yeah, hang on, I'm going to do a party game, right? Christopher, I will be honest, has phoned me in at another place where I work, okay, where I take phone calls.
Aren't the producers a lot more friendlier?
Aren't they here? They're friendlier here. No, so, Jeff, have a guess from Christopher's voice how old you think he is.
16.
Oh, no, no!
Oh,
he's 18. He sounds about 48. Do you think he sounds 16? What kind of steroid-infused 16-year-old boys were you hanging out with at school? Okay, so Christopher, it sounds like on Crime Watch when they don't want the person to be identified, so they put their voice through a voice. The attack took place. They put him through a voice distorter. That's what it sounds like we've done to Christopher.
But you're like Jeremy Clarkson.
You do sound like Clarkson, yes. So you're a fan of the Gavin and Stacey, are you?
Yeah, I saw this Christmas's episode, and now I want to rush to iTunes and download the first two series.
Well, tell us what's so magical about it. Tell us what I'm missing.
It's kind of like a really intelligent sitcom. Do you remember Arrested Development in the US?
Yes, I do remember Arrested Development. I'm losing the will to live during this phone call. I do remember Arrested Development, yes.
It's like that, but not as good.
Okay, well, Christopher, you've not sold it to me, sir, but thank you for having a go. Can we get Rob Brydon on one day this week? Because he'll come on the phone, won't he, and talk about it?
Yes.
There we go. There's an Ian Lee guarantee, dear listener. Rob Brydon will be on this show by the end of the week, goddammit. And if he's not, then I won't come back next week. It's as simple as that. 08700 100 600. Thank you for that, Christopher. If anyone can sell it to me better than that, then please do. Has nobody texted in at all this morning? Nobody. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I suspect... Ben, send a text to 64046. We're making him do everything. I do not believe that nobody has bothered to text in this morning. The machine must be knackered. Oh, it's James Brown.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, it's a very exciting time in my life, dear listeners. Not only am I fulfilling the dream of working, but which is a rarity these days, let's be honest. But if I just put up this fader here, which is labelled OS2, and say... It's Checkers, it's got mental!
You played that in!
Oh, this. How you doing, man? You alright?
Oh, blooming great, you!
Yeah, I'm fine.
Still having Christmas!
Are you really?
Yeah, I had a great Christmas, Ian.
What did you get up to?
Oh, just brilliant. I had my mother-in-law around. Oh, could have strangled her.
Oh, crikey.
She's on a Botox drip now.
Come on now. He's straight in there with the material. This man is a professional, dear listeners, unlike anybody who's ever worked in this station, for goodness sakes.
But did you have
fun?
Oh, I had a really fun Christmas. Everything worked perfectly. My turkey came out great. Yeah. My sprouts were well cooked. My carrots were crunchy. I did everything this Christmas.
Now, there's a big divide in my family.
Oh,
I don't get this. The people who like the sprouts, i.e. the sensible people,
yes.
And the idiots who won't touch them. What the hell is that all about?
It's something to do with your taste buds.
Really?
Yes, honestly, there's some taste buds on the front of your mouth decide whether you like sprouts or not.
Hang on. Do you know what? When I asked Cheggers that, I didn't expect to actually get a scientific answer from him on it.
There you go. Go on, throw anything else at me you like.
Why won't my family let me watch Doctor Who on Christmas Day?
Because you're too old. Yeah. Grow up, Ian.
I'm banned.
It's about time.
Well, I'm banned from watching it because no one else likes it. And this year, my nephew is 4, and so he's at the age where he can get a little bit scared by it.
Oh,
I can't watch it. You're scared, Dylan. Well, he can go upstairs and play with this flipping Lego that Uncle Ian bought him, for goodness sakes.
I love Doctor Who's fantastic, isn't it?
I
met Russell T Davies the other day.
Did you? Is he going to give you a part?
I gave him a
in
card.
Doctor Who?
Live on stage, I was presenting BAFTA, and I said to him, here's my card, I want a part.
Well, now, isn't it funny you should say that? Because we were just discussing, is this true?
Right.
You got the job on Swap Shop by sending them a begging letter.
Yes, I did.
He's still doing the same technique 35 years later. Well done.
I've been caught out.
Hey, listen, do you remember in the last series of Swap Shop when they had a very tiny studio audience?
Oh, yes.
I was in that studio audience once.
No.
Yeah, and they had the Carpenters on. Get this. So I've seen the Carpenters, Sarah Brightman, and Bernie Clifton and his Comedy Ostrich.
Oh, fantastic.
What a bill that was, my friend.
There you go.
It was good stuff. So listen, Cheggers.
The viewing figures were ridiculous in those days. You used to get like 9 million kids watching on a Saturday morning.
For a kid's show, it's incredible.
Well, I never thought it would work. I mean, the idea of going out on a street corner and swapping things, I mean, that's rubbish, isn't it? It's not going to work. What a surprise to me when I turned up at Cardiff Arms Rugby Ground in 1976 and 2,000 kids came round the corner with their Etch-a-Sketch and Lego wanting to swap things.
Now, I've done things where you're out and about on the street with the real people.
Oh, yes.
Let's be honest. How much abuse did you get then, Keith? You must have got stack loads of it.
I have had a lot. You know, the funniest one, there's loads. I gave somebody £10,000 the other day live on TV. She said, hey, you won't tell them I've been done for shoplifting. Oh, God, and Ian, there was another guy, knocked on his door, gave him all this money. And he was jumping around like Bruce Lee, doing karate chops and everything. We came off air and he went, hey, did that go out live? I went, yeah. He said, oh, blooming heck. He said, I've lost me benefits now.
Oh, man.
Oh, some of them.
Now, listen, Cheggers, you're here to talk about swapping. You're still talking about the swapping.
I know, it's funny, 31 years down the line.
Yeah.
TalkTalk, you know, the mobile phone
people. Oh, yes.
They've done this research about Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Do you know, this year, you won't believe this, 2.2 billion festive goodies people will never use. That's you have spent personally £65 on presents that people don't want.
I think I have 1.2 billion of those in my flat, for goodness sake.
74% of us did this at Christmas. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
We were lying, weren't we?
So what do we do with them, Cheggers?
Oh, well, look, there's so many things you can do with them. I mean, what I would suggest, and the big craze is, I did an item about this on The One Show a little while ago. People are really
Hang on a minute.
Go on.
How many items have you done on The One Show, Keith?
Just the one.
I've done 5. Carry on.
Were they live, Ian?
You got to sit on the sofa, did you?
No. Did you do them live or were they pre-recorded?
I did pre-recorded.
They don't trust you.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They know my history. They know from whence I came. My potty mouth, for goodness sake.
You've seen the items. Very good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, are you taking over this slot as well now?
Well, listen, George is away this week, but I reckon if I play my cards right by the end of the week, the listener will realise I'm the good one and they don't want him.
Exactly. Do you know what you should do? Take a tip from me.
Yeah, send a begging letter.
Yeah, send a begging letter.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. But go on, so what can we do with these unwanted things that we've got, sir?
Well, the thing is that you can swap them in the workplace, right? I think that is a really good start, because you might have got a lilac shirt that you're not happy with, but take it into work, and maybe you've got a workforce of 20, 30 people, offer it up in the office and see what you get.
But the swap is always a dangerous thing to do, because a lilac shirt, to me, that sounds fantastic. But what am I going to give for that? Some candied peel that I got for Christmas or something?
Exactly. It's amazing. People might want your goodies. You just never know, so it's worth a try, isn't it?
Do people still want your goodies, Keith? Especially after you expose them on the naked jungle.
Oh, don't.
Come on, man. What were you doing? What were you thinking? The paycheck couldn't have been that good. It was Channel 5.
I own the show. It was rubbish. My mother's not forgiven me.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what? I can't tell you. It still holds the record for the highest viewing figures ever on Scar on their Channel 5.
I bet it does. Yeah, I bet it does.
Not many people watch Channel 5, by the way.
No, I don't. Hang on. Am I working for them? No, I'm not. You're right. No one. No one watches it.
Another begging letter.
So, but would you ever recommend selling the stuff on the eBay, for example? That can be dangerous, because if your family members look at it and go, well, hang on a second,
I think really we should go back to honesty in the report by Talk. Yeah. Honesty is the best policy. And it's not, I don't think it's a bad thing at Christmas. When you get a present from somebody, you know, ask him for the receipt.
Yes.
So you can take it back. Isn't it?
I have three things I have to return. Some aftershave that was bought for me because it's off and makes me smell like wood.
Lovely.
Some pyjama bottoms that are for a fat man. And some Ugg boots. Don't get me started on the Ugg boots I got for my sister.
Flipping. That'll be bad.
I'm not a fan of the Ugg boots. I think they look ridiculous. But my sister wanted them. I bought them. I bought them from a slightly hooky website. Ripped me off terribly, Keith. Gave me the wrong size. Blamed it on me.
No.
Hey, listen, man. We'll let you go in a second, because I know you've got a whole day of doing... I've done the job you're doing, Keith. Good luck.
Oh, it's a good laugh. I'm really enjoying it. This is a great subject to talk about, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Christmas presents.
But listen, I'm going to ask you. Is it true that you are bringing out a life-size blow-up Cheggers?
Do you know what? This rumour has gone everywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever I go in the streets... Yeah. I mean, I actually did a corporate do the other day, and when I was on stage, a guy turned around to me and said, can I have a blow-up Cheggers? Can I have one of your blow-up Cheggers?
You sure you're saying a blow-up? Yes. Steady. Quarter past ten.
Yes,
11.
Thank you very much. Yes. I said, no, I have not got a blow-up Cheggers, and I'm not deciding to come out with them either.
But listen, there's obviously demand for... Imagine getting one of those on Christmas Day.
Do you think I should do it?
Imagine what you could swap that for in the office, for goodness sakes. Hey, Keith, listen. Man, I probably met you 8 or 9 years ago.
Yes,
it's a pleasure to talk to you, fella, and you're a top bloke, and best of luck with everything.
Good luck to you, and enjoy. Have a happy new year.
And you, Keith. Take care, mate.
Cheers, Ian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. The nicest man in the world. Without what a round of applause for Cheggers, I think. I don't normally do the slightly cheesy, Steve Wright rounds of applause, but what a fantastic gentleman he was. OK, there we go. Oh, what's the telephone number if you want to give us a call? 08700 100 600. We are talking about stuff that you want to get rid of that you got for Christmas. Also, we'll throw this into the mix, shall we? We want to find, by the end of the show, the world's most overrated act. I'm going to put my cards on the table here, and I'm going to offend a lot of Six Music listeners. You know Jimi Hendrix? He's rubbish, isn't he? It is flipping awful. Oh, he's one of the world's greatest guitarists. No, he's not. He's rubbish. He stole the burning bit off of Pete Townsend, and he just makes an awful, awful racket. And then Rolling Stones, they only did one good song, Angie. The rest of it is tosh, isn't it? 08700 100 600. Have I just spat on the Holy Bible itself? Or do you agree with me? And can you name some acts that you think are overrated? I'm going to put this out, and I'm sure no one will call in. Is there anybody out there who doesn't like the Beatles? 08700 100 600. Thank you.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
This is a little bit of jazz. There we go. So, this is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb, and we're talking about swapping presents. We're talking about the most overrated acts in the world. Jimi Hendrix really was tosh. And I have tried with Jimi Hendrix. It's not just been it's not like Gavin and Stacey where I can't watch it because I don't like those two. I've tried with Hendrix. I've listened, I've watched the videos, and it's just... It's just noise, isn't it? I realise I'm sounding like my granddad. You know, he probably said exactly the same thing in the 60s. But it's just a racket, isn't it? 08 700 100 600. If you you disagree with that or you've got a band that you think is overrated, 64046. You can email george.6music@bbc.co.uk. But we're talking about swapping things. Gary's in Catford. Hello, Gary.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
Morning to you.
So, yeah, now, listen, you've been to a swap party.
Indeed.
Sounds sexy. I'm hoping it's not.
That it was a presence.
It was presence. It was not partners.
Presence only.
Do those? bearing in mind, it's 21 minutes past 11 in the morning.
Indeed.
Do those other parties actually exist, or is that just a myth that our
I have no idea.
So, can someone send us a text if you've ever been to one? That's as far as we'll go with that. Because I do realise the delicacy of the subject. But if you've ever been to one, 64046. Just my own.
Have you had any texts yet?
Not many. No. Anyway, Gary, stop rubbing in the fact it's a bit quiet this morning because the listener doesn't know. You see, we keep these things secret. It sounds like theatre of the mind.
Okay.
So you've been to a present swapping party?
Yes. What the host of the party, before we went, said, bring any unwanted presents and we'll work a way of swapping them.
Right.
In the end, we did a convoluted pass the parcel with forfeits type thing.
Right.
And forfeit. You either got to choose a present or you have to do a forfeit.
See, the word forfeit, it does not appeal to me. It's a silly word.
It was a bit of fun.
No. I don't buy this it's a bit of fun nonsense. Forfeits are embarrassing, humiliating and nonsensical. Give me an example of a forfeit that had to be performed.
Somebody had to run across the road and pick something out of a bin.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'd say, do you know what? I think it's time for me to go home and look after my children. You haven't got any children. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not playing this nonsense.
Look after someone else's children.
Yeah, look after someone else's children.
Yeah.
So, what did you take to swap?
I took a very nice box of chocolates that someone had given me at work.
Why would you want to get rid of chocolates? They're the food of life.
I don't like chocolates.
Okay, well, fair with that. In that case, it's
quite sensible.
A little bit grumpy there.
There's a reason.
Well, what is the reason?
I'm diabetic.
Oh, in that case, they're the food of death.
Exactly. So quite someone literally. Who knew me gave me poison.
Oh, so there's someone out there who actually hates you enough. They might as well just have given you a bit of arsenic. So go and have that.
Yep, they just packed it up and gone.
There was a brilliant report on Watchdog, which is my favourite programme of all time. I Sky Plus it. I was on Watchdog once because I love it so much. I got in touch with a problem I had and then they went, oh, okay. But so the report on Watchdog, there are some places that sell these diabetic chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something wrong with them, so they act as laxatives.
Oh.
So there's all these diabetics and chocolate, ooh, toilet. And they just couldn't stop.
Are you allowed to? Because I did actually have some diabetic chocolate over Christmas.
I'm not allowed to say, of course not. I wouldn't want to, just in case I got it wrong, and they sue me. So you took your chocolates.
Yes.
And,
I got, in exchange,
yes,
a packet of biscuits.
Give me a second to think about that.
Not chocolate biscuits.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like the greatest. I thought you were going to say you got the new Glen Campbell CD, which is a treat, by the way. Or
did get a CD, not Glen Campbell. What's somebody got a DVD.
Yes.
So there was some good stuff available.
And you
got
some biscuits.
Yeah.
Ah, dear. Gary, I think you've been sold a pot there. Thank you very much for that. 08700 100 600 is the phone number. Text 64046. Email george.6music@bbc.co.uk. I think we've got them now. They're on side. Winning them round as we go on. Here's another song, Frank Turner. Should be good.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Once a half a 2 years have gone now.
Oh, this is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. It's time for the Six Music News.
On digital radio and online, BBC Six Music.
Top footballer arrested, fears for thousands more jobs, and celeb dials 999 because she's late for work.
And in Six Music News, Alexandra Burke's biggest single of the year, a Story Air announced final show, and Wella among Benny Kassim headliners.
Six Music.
BBC News at 11:30. I'm Claire Runacres.
Oh, there we go, huh? We don't have a sing-along. No, let's not bother. Right, Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. We're asking for who you think are the most overrated artists in the world, because I don't get Hendrix, I don't get the Stones. Apart from Angie, and he did another one that was quite good. What was the other Stones song? Jeff, give me some Stones songs.
Satisfaction.
No.
Brown Sugar.
No.
Run Out Now.
Is that all you know? Is that your whole canon of Stones? Ben, you know any Stones songs?
I don't know any more than that, no, sorry.
Katie Ellis?
There's loads of... Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, give me one.
There's
loads of amazing Stones.
Well, give me an example. Come on.
Well, anything they've ever done.
You don't know any Stone songs. You can't name a song. Name a song.
All of the aforementioned. Brown Sugar's amazing.
Oh, it's rubbish.
Paint It Black's amazing.
Oh, Paint It Black's just...
Satisfaction is a bit kind of...
It's a cliche.
80s.
Well,
you know, what? It sounds a bit...
Hang on a second. Angie's good, and there's another one.
Angie's not even that good. You probably like Wild Horses as well.
That's the one! Yeah, thank you. There we go. Angie and Wild Horses.
They're like the bad ones.
They're the two good Stone songs.
Like soft rock 80s. Bad.
Okay, we've got some text as well. This is a good one. One of the most overrated artists ever is Mark Ronson. What does he do? He gets other people to sing songs written by yet more people who aren't him, says Tom in Manchester. Pink Floyd, a lot of people saying Pink Floyd. The Doors, I went through a Doors phase. I was 15 years old. Then I realised there was good music out there. Coldplay, Queen, says Don and Karen. The Smiths, and now we've got a caller on the line. Who's it? It's Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hello, Nick, you're on the radio.
Hello, Ian.
How exciting is that?
I haven't been on the radio for years.
Nor me neither. never mind. You're in Ebervale. Now, who do you think are overrated?
I'm going to upset a lot of people now by saying the Beatles.
Sorry, did you just say the Beatles?
I did. I said the Beatles.
Right,
it's very easy to insult Beatles fans by telling them that you think they're overrated.
Right, hang on. To spite you, I'm going to get a folk version of a Beatles song up as a bed. Here we go. Right, this is I've just seen the face. Why do you... I'm genuinely speechless. Why don't you like the Beatles?
I think they were just... They were in the right time.
Come on.
The right time at the right place and singing some songs that...
Yes.
...were changing the whole musical movement at the time, but...
Right, I'll stop you there. You've just said they were singing some songs that were changing the whole musical movement. That's quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, for one or two singles, and then they just lost it.
All right, at what point did they... Name a song that you think is rubbish, a Beatles song that is rubbish.
Well, that's just it. You know, I can't... There's none that sort of really stick in my mind, and that's why I think they're overrated.
Okay, so let's throw some your
genius,
way. Let's,
that's so filled with genius, you'd remember. Stuff.
Let's throw some your way, and let's see what you... He's good, this fair. Let's throw some your way and see what we come up with. Day Tripper.
Mediocre.
He's right, it is a little bit mediocre, Day Tripper. Okay, Lady Madonna.
Tedious.
Lady Madonna's a great... Hey Jude?
So-so.
Oh, come on. Yes, McCartney ruined it when he took it on live and he turned it into a single. I've seen a DVD of McCartney live.
There's a classic example. You know, you have somebody like Paul McCartney in the Beatles, supposedly iconic band.
Yes.
And he goes on to be... performing Wings.
Well, this is the thing. This is the mistake you're making. Is you're comparing his later material with his early Beatles stuff? Yes. Well, on the DVD, I've seen him in live where he's singing Hey Jude, and he's getting everyone to go nah nah nah, and he goes, and now the people on the left side nah, and that's you just think now's the time to call it a day. But Revolver is perhaps the best psychedelic pop rock album of all time.
I just have to say Octopus's Garden. I mean, where the hell was that?
Octopus's Garden is a great song. Imagine you're 5 years old.
Music.
My nephew is nearly 4 years old. He loves Octopus's Garden and Yellow Submarine because they're great songs for kids. That's how good they were.
You've said it all there, Ian. Great songs for kids.
Like
Pinky and Perky.
But that's how good they were. They could write adult-orientated pop and they could write kids' nursery rhymes at the same time.
Adult-orientated pap, I think, would be...
Nick, listen, you're in Wales, are you? I could probably get there in about... I could probably be there by about 4 this afternoon. Do you fancy a punch-up?
This is the thing with the Beatles, you know, it's so easy to insult Beatles fans.
Get lost and cut him off. he was doing well then. Nick, thank you very much for that. I was watching, I got a DVD for Christmas about the Beatles' Cirque du Soleil show. And I was watching it with my girlfriend, and she said something that upset me and scared me. She goes, George Martin looks so different from the rest of them. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, he's older and posher. I said, well, yeah. She goes, did he write the songs? Oh, dear. Did George Martin write the songs? It's at that point I started thinking, well, maybe I need a new girlfriend. Nick, listen, thank you very much for that. You're wrong. 08700 100 600 is the telephone number. If you want to call in, let us know who your overrated acts are. I've got some more tech. If anyone listen, Coldplay and Pink Floyd are coming in for a right bashing. If anyone can phone up and defend them, 08700 100 600. More of your calls after the Kaiser Chiefs. Oh, we have someone who doesn't like Elvis coming up. This should be fun. J. Jeff is going through the Six Music catalogue of Rolling Stone songs that we have available to us, just in case for some god-awful reason we need to play one. I've not heard of half of them, Jeff.
All down the line?
What the hell is that?
Beast of Burden.
Can someone... Listen, I like...
Burden's on the best of. Come on now.
Can you give us a bit of it, please?
No.
If someone can, all down the line, Beast of Burden, if someone could just phone up and... we're not going to play them, let's be honest. Terrible band. But 08700 100 600. Is that the number? Have I just given up my real number? So I did that once on the air.
100 600.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I gave up my real number on air once. That was a terrible day. That was a terrible, terrible day. I gave my mobile phone number. What an idiot. If anyone can phone up and sing Beast of Burden, or was it up the line?
All down the line.
All down the line. Could someone phone up and just sing them to us and explain? Listen, the Taylor guy, the chap who wanted to say that Elvis is all right, but he didn't write his own music, therefore he can't be the king, only the prince, has bottled it. We tried to call him. We couldn't get you, sir. That means you bottled it. Well done. Some texts on the 64046 text number. Frank Sinatra can't sing. Fact. He just growls in a New York accent, says Sean in Newcastle. But I wouldn't say Frank Sinatra is overrated, because it's the whole package with Sinatra. He's cool, you know. And I don't think people, you know, below the age of 70, I don't think are meant to get Frank Sinatra singing, because it's, we're not from that generation. We know, not from when the First World War was he around? I don't know when he was around, but it's the package, you know, the film star and all of that. He's good in Cannonball Run 2. How about Jeff Buckley Grace, the most overrated album ever? No, Jamie, it's a beautiful piece of work that still makes me cry to this day. Coldplay, overplayed and rubbish. And this is good, Jill in Edinburgh. This is what my sister was saying as we watched the Top of the Pops Christmas special. What have they been wearing this year? Ripped and stitched together again, Army General Clobber. Yeah, the costumes are... you know, Coldplay, I describe them as music for people who don't like music. But the outfits are spectacularly bad this year, aren't they?
Jazzy.
I don't quite know what that means, but we'll accept it. 08700 100 600. This is Henley filling in for George Lamb. 64046. You can email george.6music@bbc.co.uk. Oh, it's OMD. Brilliant. I'm going to stick this to the end. There's another 12 seconds of this. Hang on. Nah, no, I'm not. That was Fight Like Apes. I've never heard of them, but I quite like that. I enjoyed that. Someone's emailed in and said, Ian, what music do you like then? Not a lot, actually. Most music is rubbish. I was listening to the new Glen Campbell album on the way in. Little Jackie, are we aware of Little Jackie?
No.
They're good, they are. I was going to bring a song in, but they've all got swears in. I was listening to it last night. I could play that one. No, it's got a swear. Nope, that one's got... They've all got swears in. So, now... Oh, it stopped there, and didn't know what it was going to do. A celebrity has emailed in, dear listener, on george.6music at, bbc.co.uk. And when a celebrity emails in, they jump straight to the queue. Admittedly, the celebrity's only Sean Keaveney, but he still jumps straight to the queue. Hello, Ian. Have I left my ukulele book in the studio? No, you took it with you, I saw you. P.S. The Velvet Underground are boring. Now, Alice, who is working here. Alice, you're emailing him back, are you? Have you told him that you won £1,000 off him? Let's be honest. She won £1,000 off him when he worked on a rubbish radio station a few years ago.
At the time, it was brilliant because he was on it.
Nah, it died the moment he left and came here. What did you have to do to win £1,000? That's a lot of money to win.
Yeah, and it wasn't even really a competition.
Yeah.
There were two songs.
Yeah.
I had to state which one I wanted to hear of the two.
Hang on a minute. I don't think you can.
No.
You can't do that these days.
No.
Since the whole Ofcom, all the scandals, you can't do it. So you just had to say which song you wanted to hear, and you got grand.
Yeah.
The thing is, Keaveney is now...
Go and
tell him which song you like to hear. He's rich enough to just give you a grand from his own pocket.
Well, which song was it?
It was... it was by...
The Rolling Stones.
Paris. I can't remember what the song was called.
And would it be fair to say you've got a little crush on him?
Maybe.
He's a good-looking fella. I've got a little crush. Hands up, who hasn't got a crush on Sean Keaveney? All the hands, all the hands stay down in this studio. Ian, I can't believe no one has pointed out the most overrated band ever, then in big letters, U2. I quite like some U2 songs, but it is amazing how they have become the biggest group of all time ever. You know, I don't quite get that. Ian, Melissa in Hemel here. I can't stand the Rolling Stones, yet I'm one of the biggest teenage Beatles... This does sound like it was written in 1965. Listen to this. Ian, I can't stand the Rolling Stones, yet I'm one of the biggest teenage Beatles fans in the world. I find Jagger annoying and crude. Crude. Is he still... People still consider him crude? And this is a good one, from Anonymous. Ian, the Manic Street Preachers. Sixth form poetry married with overblown rock opera. Totally overrated. I've got to agree with all of these. It's not, I do like the Pink Floyd, but not enough to be able to defend them on the air. So if anyone wants to come on the air and defend Pink Floyd for us, 08700 100 600, then do please give us a go. Ben, what kind of music do you like?
I like the Beatles, to be fair.
Yeah. You said that with a dirty laugh in your voice, and you did, didn't you? I like the Beatles. It's like you slept with them. I like the Beatles. They're good, they are. Who do you think is overrated?
The Ting Tings, personally.
You don't get the Ting Tings?
No, not my thing at all.
Not your thing things. See what I did there? I said a similar sounding word shortly after you said that. Makes me look clever when you analyse it. Actually not clever.
That's good.
At all. We'll play another song, shall we? I think I've just killed the atmosphere. I do apologise for that. 08700 100 600 if you want to find out and tell us who your most overrated band is. More of your calls after Band of Horses. I have not heard that song for ages, and I forgot that Supergrass are a fan... Tomorrow, dear listener, we're doing underrated bands, and Supergrass are well underrated, because they were going to be huge, weren't they, with All Right, and Steven Spielberg supposedly offered them a TV show and stuff like that. Do you remember that? They were going to be like the new Monkees. We're playing the Monkees in a bit as well, actually. And they didn't, and they never kind of got quite as big as perhaps they should. Tomorrow is the underrated bands, just to even things up. But, Alice, I know it's not your name, but for some reason it's stuck in my head, so it is now. There's an email from a bloke called John, a text from a bloke called John, is there?
John the Bathroom Fitter.
Come on, let's have it.
It says, Ian, anything by ABBA. Overrated tosh, no. Absolute rubbish. Idiot. I can't stand them.
Now, we genuinely had a row while that song was playing.
Yeah.
Because you agree with the fool.
I think John is entirely right.
No, he's wrong. He's wrong, and I'll tell you why. ABBA is... No, he is. He's completely wrong.
The
ABBA,
worst band ever created.
No, they're not. They're not the worst band. They
not
are
even
the,
a good pop band.
They are. This is it. They are one of the best pop bands of all time. Perfect, perfect, perfect pop music.
Even just my mum doesn't like ABBA.
Hits. Well, your mum has got no taste at all then. Hit after hit after hit. Perfectly crafted pop tunes.
Terrible.
Two fellas who look a little bit weird with beards, two fit women. Fantastic lineup.
Yeah. Now we get to the crux of the matter. Two attractive women.
Yeah.
And two bearded men. Never trust a man with a beard.
The men... Prince William's grown a beard. Have you seen that? I didn't realise he'd grown... I grew up... Have you seen the pictures in the paper?
No.
Oh, we'll find a bit. It's in the Sun or the Mirror. Prince William has grown a beard.
Nice.
And looks ridiculous. Oh, hang on, Jeff's got a beard.
Yeah. I've got not shaved for 3 days.
I had a beard last week, and then I got bald. I grow them from time to time. They're good fun. And you girls, you girls think you have it tough with your cycles and stuff. You try shaving every other day. Oh, that's a...
Yeah,
anyway, but ABBA, if you were strapped... Not strapped. No, I don't know why I'd strap you into a laboratory. If you were sat in a chair in a laboratory...
Yeah.
And Mamma Mia was piped into the room, and you sat there going, I'm not going to move, I'm not... By the end of the song, you would be tapping your feet and maybe even doing a few clicks.
I think the only scenario where I would be tapping my feet to Mamma Mia would be if my ears had been ripped off
what?
And were underneath them. That would be the only scenario.
Jeez, that's the idea. You're wrong.
They're terrible.
No, they're not. They
just
are not.
Terrible.
You're thinking this because you're thinking of the whole film, the Mamma Mia phenomenon, and
I can't comment on that. I've not seen it.
Okay, what we're going to do after the show is I've got some ABBA on my iPod.
Oh, great.
You and I, we're going to go and sit in a room for an hour.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to ABBA, and I'm going to tell you why their songs are so... Waterloo!
what a fantastic Christmas present.
What a great... It is! You get to hang out... I know I'm not Sean Keaveney, sorry about that. But you get... It's Waterloo. It's a fantastic song. It's got great rock guitar in it, wonderful pop lyrics.
You're just wrong.
Can we swap? Can she go sit out there and Ben sits in here, please, for goodness sakes? 08700 100 600 is the telephone. I was going to throw something else into the mix, but you've completely thrown me off my stride now, so we're going to play TV on the radio. Wake up, nation! It's quarter past 12 already. Look at the time. I'm actually, once I've done this, I'm going to go to Marks & Spencer's, buy a sandwich for £1. And then I'm going to go home to bed, because I'm knackered. Oh, I've dropped my pen on the floor.
Not a good way to pick that up.
Right, yes, hello, Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. I'm here all week, although not on New Year's Day. I believe there is a best of George Lamb, which we've been training, which we played, which is good. John the Barton Fitter, the ABBA hater, who didn't have the bottle to come on. We phoned him up. Do you want to come on the air? Now I'm scared. I'm scared.
He was busy fitting bathrooms.
No bathroom.
Busy man.
No bathroom fitter is fitting bathrooms on whatever date. What is it? The 28th?
29th.
29th of December. Hang on, where are we? I don't know. The day or the month or the year. The 29th of December, I guarantee, no gentlemen are fitting bathrooms.
He might be.
You got. I can go off people very quickly. I see Ben's come back in. Good to have you on board, Ben. She's getting a little bit. But he's texted in again. Ian, are you mad? ABBA is awful. Shouldn't that should be ABBA are awful, shouldn't it?
Grammatically, yes.
Okay, so well, their case, therefore, his argument is completely moot, as he doesn't know how to structure sentences. So I win that one, John. Thank you. And then Andy says, I can't be friends with anyone who likes ABBA. It's one of my rules. They are the worst, therefore the most overrated band ever. Andy. What? So I guess I'm not being friends with Andy then. That's not happening. What was this nonsense you were saying, Alice, about Benny or Bjorn, the one with the beard, saying that ABBA were rubbish? She just made, during that last song, she made up a quote from one of ABBA.
I did not make
listen to this, Ben. Listen to this nonsense about to come from my mouth.
This
come on.
It's like factually accurate.
Factually accurate, okay.
Yeah. Nice mock northern impersonation
right.
There.
That was my actual voice. I don't think I did, but if you want to get it personal, we can do it. We can get personal,
no,
baby.
No, it's quite.
Come on.
Well, I think it was Bjorn rather than Benny.
Right.
Said that they could probably make ABBA bronze because there's so much bad material that they could do a whole.
But that's
album
not them
just
saying
of the, just of the bad.
That's
stuff.
Not them
I,
saying
even
that
he's saying that his own material's bad.
But of course, every band has got album fillers, haven't they? And that's
well, it's quite a lot if you fill in a whole album.
The last 45 minutes of the show as well, dear listener. Overrated albums. If we could have that, please. 64046. Albums that you think are just what? So I mentioned Sgt. Pepper before. One of the worst Beatles albums, almost as bad as Beatles for Sale, which is a stinker. But yeah, Sgt. Pepper is the one. Oh, Sgt. Pepper, that was when they were really at their peak. No, they weren't. There's none of the humour or experimentation or anything that's on Revolver. It's a load of old. So if you want to text in 64046 with albums that you think are the most overrated.
I found it. He said it should be called ABBA Wood.
I was talking then.
Sorry.
Is it here? I was just doing a bit then. He's going his.
Back to ABBA. Yeah. He'd like. He himself
ABBA Wood.
Would have nominated Dum Dum Diddle for ABBA Wood.
Oh, Dum Dum Diddle.
Defend that.
Dum Dum Diddle is like the song they did before they were famous. You know, that's that, of course, every band has got its song before they were famous. You know what I mean?
Album full. Yeah, but. Anyway, maybe we should.
They got a bloke called Benny. There's a Benny in the band. Imagine having a Benny in the band.
Did you ever do this?
Sorry, Ben. I do apologise. Like, did you ever do this at school? Jeff, are you a Benny tied to a tree?
No.
Oh, Benny on the loose. Did you ever do that?
No.
It doesn't mean anything, but. Okay, wonder why. Just okay, listen, let's turn this music off, because now we're playing a song that I brought in, okay? And this is from one of the best prefabricated four-piece rock groups of the 1960s that was created for a television show ever. This is the Monkees. Listen to this and learn how to write a song.
I should be on that train.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
The arguments really are kicking off in the studio. It's getting a little bit nice. Who's the Muppet? Oh, hang on, sorry. That's Pizzicato 5, by the way, and it was fantastic. And before that, it was the Monkees. What am I doing hanging around? I won't be asked back again. The Gary Crowley next time. They'll get Crowley back. Anyway, so listen, I had a go at John the Bathroom Fitter because he wrote ABBA is awful. And I said, well, that's incorrect. Of course, it's ABBA are awful. And some Muppet has texted in saying, what, Alice?
Steady now. Claire in Leicester's texting.
Oh, hello,
saying,
Claire.
It is ABBA is, as ABBA
no.
is a collective noun.
No,
okay. Well, that clarifies the use of grammar for you.
No, Claire.
New Year.
No. Oh, she's got a Happy New Year and there's a little punch to the guts there. So I'm better than you. You're wrong. Because as we were discussing, Ben, it's of course. Let's use Slade as an example. Yeah. Noddy Holder is good. Slade are good.
because it's a band and a number of people make up that band.
Yes.
I've got your back in on this one.
Yeah, he's covering me in what is becoming the grammar war. Can we get an English... What I want is an English teacher to call in now, 08700 100 600. Go to those phones, Ben, because once, whenever I put out a call for a member of Britain's finest teaching department, the sentence doesn't make any sense, the English teachers can't resist phoning up radio stations to correct people on their grammar. So just can we get a professional speaker? That's not what I wanted to say at all. My English teacher.
Someone who can speak.
Someone who can. That, thank you very much, Jeff. That's what we. Someone who can speak can call in and just let me know and let Claire know. Is that her name, Claire?
Yeah.
ABBA is no. It doesn't make any sense at all. You're speaking a nonsense. I had a terrible crush on my English teacher, Mrs. Routledge. I wonder what she'll be about 65 now. So that's probably not. I'm talking to you. Neither of you know her, do you?
No.
So you can't.
Sure, she was lovely.
She was delightful. She was a delightful lady for many reasons. Yeah, well, not quite for, you know, in terms of English. You're an inspiration in another way. But she was a. If she's listening, she might be listening. Who knows? Anyway, wittering on like a fool now. An English teacher. 08700 100 600. Ben, are we getting people calling in?
Even the English teachers are unsure.
That's disappointing. Okay, we've got another 33 minutes of this rubbish. Who's on after one? I should know, I don't.
Pete Mitchell.
Pete Mitchell's in. Okay, well, Pete Mitchell is in at 1 o'clock, so we've got another 33 minutes of this tosh. You can call in 087... I do apologise, it is 08700 100 600. Also, text or email. We're doing overrated bands and overrated albums as well. Just records that get far too much press, and you think, actually, do you know what? They're not really that good. You can call or you can text 64046, or you can send an email, george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air. Very, very exciting news, dear listener. Coming up shortly, an exclusive on BBC Six Music. We're on BBC Six Music, aren't we?
Yes,
we are. BBC Six Music. You never know. We will be having an English teacher on the line telling us whether ABBA is awful or ABBA are awful. Oh, man, I'm never coming back here, am I? But first, here's the BBC Six Music news.
On digital radio and online, BBC Six Music.
Unemployment set to soar, Premier League footballer arrested after alleged assault, and man convicted of having sex on a Dubai beach speaks out.
And in Six Music News, Hallelujah tops chart for the year, Zavvi cash crisis continues, and the Hours share their top tips for 2009.
Six Music.
BBC News at 12:30, I'm Claire Onakers.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
So we seem to have entered the realms of funk here with this battle. Okay, it started off as a fun, someone different filling in for George Lamb show, so we'll try and make it fun and happy and, you know, get you through this, the most miserable week at any point of the year. It's turned into quite a nasty debate over grammar and the English language. We're arguing... ABBA is awful or ABBA are awful? Rita in Crystal Palace is this the one you've got from Rita? Is it you've got...
We've got a couple here on the text.
Go
Rita
on.
Says, grammatically, it's the band is. The band is a singular. The members of the band would be are because they are plural. I'm an editor and apparently very, very sad.
So hang on. So she's saying ABBA is awful.
That's
Benny,
correct.
Bjorn, Agneta and the other one are awful.
Although, contradicting that,
yes.
We've got one here that says, hi, I feel qualified to talk about both subjects.
I can't believe it. This is so bad. Go
this goes on, I hated ABBA till I learned to play one of their songs for a joke. Now I realise how brilliant they are. I'm also a qualified teacher with a degree in English language and Latin A-level. And I maintain it's ABBA are. De facto, says Judd.
Well, listen, we have proof, if proof be needed, which it be. We've got Nick, who is an English teacher. Is that true, Nick?
Well, that's absolutely true, yeah.
And you don't want to tell us what school you work for or what your last name is?
Really. I work at Impington Village College, just outside Cambridge.
Can I call you Mr. Nick? I feel bad addressing a teacher by his first name. That they tried to introduce...
You can call me sir, it's fine.
Thank you, sir. Now, please, sir, ABBA is awful... ABBA are awful.
Well, you want my view now on...
I want the facts. I want to know what the Queen would say.
The lady rang in and said it could be either, actually, is the lady who's got it right, I think.
Right.
And it's a question of emphasis.
Right.
If you want to talk about the band as a kind of a single entity...
Let me just stop you there one second, Nick.
Output of
Nick,
ABBA,
Nick, one second.
Without parallel.
Nick, one second. Right, I just need to say... So, no,
ABBA,
Nick, I'm going to... Nick, I'm faded you down, because I do need to let the listener know. You're listening to BBC Six Music here. Nick, okay, so continue. Sorry, just so people know what's going on. Okay. Hello?
Sorry, do you want me to say it again?
Yes, please. I faded you down because I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
Go on, it's
a question of emphasis, I think.
Yes.
So, if you're talking about the creative output of ABBA is without parallel, that would be singular. Yeah. You're talking about the band as an entity, as a single thing.
If you're talking about the band as
a collection of individuals,
right,
then it's ABBA are.
Okay, so but the sentence is, ABBA are awful.
Right. So if you said ABBA are awful, I would say that the emphasis you're giving to it is quite personal. You're individually, or you're directing your negative comment at each individual member of the band. I would say if you said ABBA are awful,
but you would never say
ABBA is awful. You're probably then directing your negative comment at their musical output.
But you would never say the Beatles is awful. Would you?
It sounds rubbish, doesn't it? Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Well, so therefore, it's not
Beatles
right.
It's awful, and I think you'd say the Beatles are awful. Because it just doesn't sound right to say it otherwise.
So
generally, with these kind of collective type nouns, it's a question of the emphasis, whether you want to emphasise the single entity or whether you want to talk about them as a collection of individuals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But could we play a song, please?
Nick, listen, thank you, I think. But so basically, you're saying I'm right.
Yes.
Yeah, we go. We got a yes out. And well done you, Jeff, for actually producing this show. That Nick, thank you very much for that. Lily Allen, thank you.
Ian Lee on BBC Six Music.
Come on, how many times... Oh, hang on, where's the fader gone? There. Do you get to hear Riversong by Dennis Wilson on the radio? Yes, they played it on the other place I work at last night. But that's irrelevant. That's a fantastic song. Do you know who Dennis Wilson is, Alice? Ben?
No.
Get out! Get out of spattling, that's how angry I am. Jeff, you know who Dennis Wilson is, don't you?
Yes.
Who?
He's a Beach Boy.
There we go. In fact, he's the Beach Boy. He's the cool Beach Boy that actually went surfing and then drowned. Not when he was surfing, when he was...
He lived with a serial killer or something.
Well, he didn't live with a serial... He hung out with Charles Manson,
that's
yes. And yes, he was on the Charles Manson list. Alice, do you know who Charles Manson is?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, no, I'm not... No.
You don't know? No, you don't know. You've just said
it's
yes.
It's Christmas. Come on.
It's Christmas. Let's...
You're talking about Charles
Ben's
Manson.
Ben's looking as though... Don't ask me the Charles Manson question.
No, it's fine. I know Charles Manson.
Okay, so you know a killer. Yeah. You don't know the drummer from the Beach Boys.
There's other Beach Boys. There's quite a few of them knocking about.
There are a few. There are three different versions of the Beach Boys. Anyway, let's not get into Beach Boys. So I think we've solved, once and for all, the thing. Now, Jeff, you've gone to get... We thought we'd end the show with a little bit of ABBA. We break the boundaries. It's obvious I'm not going to get asked back to fill in for Jeff again, and they will get Gary Crowley back, and that's fine. I've accepted that already. So we thought, let's just blow everything now. Let's get some ABBA. And you couldn't find any. You found more ABBA gold.
All I could find is more ABBA gold, and I can confirm that ABBA are awful.
Let's have a look at them, because this is ABBA gold is a great. Let's and the Ring Ring's a good song. There's one good song I want Summer Night City. There's two good songs out of 20, but that's the, whenever you do a Greatest Hits Volume 2, it's always going to be a little bit cack, isn't it? That's the thing. No more emails and texts. I reckon we should just play records and go home early. Are we allowed to do that? Are we allowed on BBC to...
Should I see if Pete's here? Yeah.
If Pete wants to come in and do an extra 10 minutes material, because I know the kids out there are desperate for him to come in and do his ting, then he's more than welcome to. Otherwise, we'll just sit here and hold the fort, I suppose.
Solid gold tunes.
You're turning to David Kidd Jensen. All right, stuff it. Let's play a solid gold tune. Here's Roxy Music. Say ooh, la la, say so. Come on, say ooh. Well, the show is winding its way. Look at you, Ben, wigging out there! You're busting a few moves in the studio. This is fantastic. So tomorrow's show, we have not Natalie Cassidy, as I was told in an email by my producer last night, but Alice, who do we have?
Natalie Casey.
Natalie Casey, star of 3 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Never seen it. But I met her before many years ago. She was a delightful... Let's see, when she comes in tomorrow, let's see if she remembers meeting me. Always a fun game to play. Right, that's it. I'm back tomorrow. Thank you very much for your patience and your phone calls and your texts and your emails. Pete Mitchell is up next. I press this button and a song begins. Thank you.
Singing a song to myself.